And welcome back to another riveting episode of the Bald and the Beautiful podcast with me, Katya, and my lovely friend, Trixie Mattel.
That's me.
That's you.
How are you, honey?
I'm fine. Thank you, sweetie. And you today, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling really good. I feel, to be honest, I listened to the last two episodes of the show. And the episode where we took voicemails was some of the funniest shit I've ever heard in my life.
I know. You know,
is it okay to laugh at your own podcast?
I was laughing at my own self laughing at you laughing or laughing at you laughing at me.
I couldn't believe you didn't know that was you.
I had no idea. I sounded exactly like a woman.
It did.
Yeah. I can't.
Why don't
you
talk in that voice all the time?
Because, well, I had my tubes tied. My register went down like three octaves.
Sniffies.
wait, you never got. I never got to tell
about sniffies through the grapevine.
Yes. So what do you think?
You know who told me about snippies?
Andrew.
Eric Olson.
Eric who?
Do you know Eric? Eric Dawnstorm.
Oh, okay. Online. Yeah. Alaska.
Yes.
Oh, he told you. He gave you the
tea. He sent
me
some meme that was like me making a snippies profile. I said, what the fuck is a snippies profile?
It's literally just cruising. It's on an online cruising app that lets you know people are under the stairs at the CB2 at 8000 Sunset. Ready to suck dick and cock through a cardboard box in a hole. Yeah.
It's also a little bit like, where are we as gay people that Grindr's not sleazy enough anymore?
Oh, no. This is like, it's literally like the glory hole, the Grindr.
Well, Grindr is like, here's the mile away radius that someone's away, yeah. But it doesn't tell you where they are. Mm-mm. On Sniffies, you can go on the map exactly to their home. You can zoom into their apartment building.
Yes, but this is not something you use at home.
And the profile.
Mama, this is public.
Not what I've seen.
Oh, really?
Oh, these are people's home addresses, and the picture is just their fucking cock.
Oh, so it's open
it's their
door policy.
Oh, it's their cock. Oh, the big cock. It's just there. So it's just your neighbor, picture of their apartment building, and their fucking cock hanging out the window. And it just, I mean, but also it's Grindr if everyone led with their dick pic.
Right, which I thought was Grindr. Grindr became Instagram, and Instagram became Match.com. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I think on Grindr, no one's trying to fuck with our face. And Grindr's also for dating. What I get from the snippy situation is these are people who are like, you have a cock? I don't need to see the face.
Of course.
I think it's that.
It is absolutely that. But guess what? I'm going to flip the script and use it as dinner guest invites. Because I'm so lonely. I don't have any friends. Open the door. Make dinner. Sniffing. People come in sniffing for cock. Well, they're going to get coq au vin. And they're going to sit down for a lovely dinner.
We should do an episode of this.
Snippy, what's that smell?
Snippies,
is that dinner?
I'm reaching.
Can you sniffies
what the rock is cooking? Can I say this about Sniffies? Sniffies, if you're listening, which I'm sure you are.
Yeah.
If we did an episode of this where we had found people on the Sniffies, told them to come over.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't want to do all that. I don't want to do that because I know
entrapment,
danger. Yeah. So like, no, but you know, 8000 Sunset is that big complex where you got the Crunch, gay gym, you got the Starbucks.
Is that where the next
gay, 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 gay.
Yes.
So gay. I'm there all the time.
Isn't that a veggie grill?
Formerly. Now it's an urgent care.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I know. And so, Mama, there's a certain stairwell. And there's a
stairwell?
I'm talking stairwells, parking lots, parking garages, elevators.
Dumpsters.
Bushes. Absolutely a dumpster. Bushes, dumpsters.
Crosswalks.
Loading docks.
Loading at the loading docks.
Hello. All those things. Those are Sniffies. That's where the precision of the GPS really comes into play because that, you know, guy number three has his usual haunt is like, you know, to the left of the AMC right by that closed office space. That's where he's hole out. Ready to get stuffed.
Gaped.
Yeah, on Sniffies. That's what the app is for.
Well, can I just, you know, everyone
public
is.
Fucking. Anonymous public fucking.
And I got to say this. One of my favorite things about being gay is that no gay behavior shocks any of us. We all have this like mutual respect.
Anymore.
We have this mutual respect where like whatever you're into, even if I'm internally like, whoa, that's a lot. It's poker face.
Yeah, yeah.
If that's, someone's that like, oh, well, me. I, you know. So these people who are, the face doesn't matter to them. That's not me. I need to know who's touching me.
Okay.
The face does matter.
This is a win for ugly people. This is a big win.
Well, yes.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
For giant cocked guys with
if you are
faces.
Just okay looking in the face, but you have a magnificent cock, this is your moment. This is your Super Bowl.
Yeah, Sniffies is this Academy Awards. You better get on that stage with the mask on. Yeah, this is your moment. Although I guess those moments, I mean, glory holes, dark rooms, that whole thing.
Grindr's done for me.
Oh, why?
No, I'm going to be honest. You and I aren't famous.
No. Wait, what?
We're not famous.
No, we're gay famous.
But we're too famous for Grindr. It doesn't work anymore. It doesn't work anymore. All it doesn't work anymore.
It's patronizing.
If you go on Grindr and you say, hey, what's up? And someone recognizes you, they go, oh my God, not this. Or some shit like that.
Or like, they're like, yes, queen. Or like, they're like, loved you in All Stars. Or love your wigs. Or like, or you get blocked for impersonating yourself. Or just blocked,
which has happened to me 3 times.
Yeah.
And I have to DM Grindr on Twitter and send them a picture of me with my ID. And
humiliating.
Say, it's me.
Humiliating. It's me. Those pictures are humiliating. Those that you feel like, they're humiliating. I've had to send those too, not to Grindr or just, you know, to my family.
And can I just say, like I used to be shocked by my own porn tabs, but now nothing's more shocking to me than my own Grindr messages. I'm like, you word processed this yourself.
What's the, give me an example.
I don't like myself anymore. I don't like myself anymore.
You need to use a VPN. You need to Express VPN up in there.
But I'm using my VPL. That's what I'm using on Sniffies. The VPL, honey.
Express VPL.
Can I ask about free balling?
Wait.
Are these two people who don't wear underwear and then they like walk around?
We need to, case in point, Roxbury, Massachusetts.
1974.
Massachusetts Avenue, quote unquote, the hood, but it was just called an urban metropolis bustling with life of all colors, shapes, and sizes.
Yeah.
Mostly of the larger variety in the form of a man. My friend Misery and I were walking down the street and we see this guy across the street coming. He had like a swag, right? He's like walking like he's the man. He's like, wow.
Oh, I was like, he is like a gifting suite. He's got AirPods, Green Chef.
Just came from the gifting suite at the Hilton. Yeah. No, this guy is like, he's got the male strut. And then we discover perhaps why he is, because underneath his thin, very thin gossamer layer of light gray sweatpants was the biggest fucking swinging eggplant dong. It was.
Was it Morgan Freeman? I'm thinking of him in those linen pants.
It was Don Cheadle.
Do you remember in Bruce Almighty, he's in the white linen pants?
He's always in white linen because they always have him play God.
Yeah.
But this guy, this very attractive young man who was perhaps Latino or something, I've never seen a VPL like this.
It was at March of the Penguins.
Visible penis line.
Yeah.
Yeah. We both looked at, like, she grabbed my arm. I grabbed her neck, choked her out. And then it was shocking. It was shocking.
And it was almost more obscene than the naked dick.
Absolutely. And then only weeks later at the Dorothy's Boutique where I worked, this kid walked in. I'll never forget. Had a Kool-Aid, in his 20s, with a Kool-Aid mustache. Weird.
Like stained skin.
Yeah, stained upper lip with a red from his slushie. He was wearing these little red basketball shorts. His enormous dick. I'm talking, you see that? It was that. Huge dick in his pants. No panties.
So when people are like, I'm into free balling, is that like, I want to walk down the street and then you see me without underwear?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So there's no touching? It's
a form
like,
of, it's like a form of, is it like exhibitionism?
It's like cleavage in a way?
Well, no, I mean, it's not cleavage.
But is there sex involved? Or is it just like, I'm going to walk down the street and you're going to look at me?
I think they're just into it as like, I'm into spandex.
Or do we like sit on a park bench and we both have like, we both have basketball shorts on.
We both have casual conversation about how good it feels not to have restrictive underwear on. It's never sexual, but we just meet up once a month and talk
about it. But I don't mind having underwear on, especially when they're from MeUndies. All different patterns.
Is free balling the thing that you encounter guys into a lot?
Well, I had to get on the Sniffies because I don't know what the tea is.
I've never actually been on it, but all the people I hang out with are.
It's the reverse. Okay, you know in algebra, sometimes they give you X and Y to figure out Z.
Sure.
And sometimes they give you X and Z to figure out Y, solve for Y.
Okay.
Right? And sometimes, I don't know, but I don't remember algebra, but so on Grindr, there's an order of operations. There's a face or a torso, and then can I see your face? There's torso.
Yeah.
Or can I see your body if it's just a face? And then maybe it's dick and ass and all that. And then if you get wild, maybe it's videos or something. Oh. But they're doing Tarantino down at Sniffies.
Okay,
you're seeing the ending scene,
yeah.
And then they're going back to the beginning.
Yeah.
Coldplay, Take Me Back to the Start.
Okay.
So you're seeing the giant cock picture and the exact home address, which is usually the information you find out last. And then you're asking, can I see your face? How old are you?
No. I don't think that comes into play.
It does for some people, I think.
Maybe
but
if it's
for
no.
a lot of people, I don't think it does.
Of no, yeah, I know. I need to suck a dick. I'm at the Piggly Wiggly down by the, you know, on 49th and Lex. I need to suck a dick in my mouth now. Sniffies.com.
But you know what?
I got my groceries. I went to the bank. Where's the dick? It needs to be in my mouth right now. And I don't want to go to somebody's residence.
Right.
You know?
Well, I think there's a public aspect for sure. Like, I bet you Sniffies at the airport is popping off. Or Mama. Sniffies at the, I don't know, the Beverly Center?
The Beverly Center. Central Park. The Boston Common.
But in Central Park, is like a bush, and then there's just a picture of someone in a bush, and it's like Pokemon Go.
I don't know. You got to find out. Wasn't that a big, that was a big craze for a reason. Public fun.
But I looked it up because Sniffies got me thinking about California law. Okay. And I was like,
well,
I thought if you're going to meet in a handicapped stall in a bathroom, which if you're straight listening to this, tune out. This is all going to shock you, but whatever. Gay people have sex in public. It happens a lot.
Yeah. Sometimes it happens in restaurants. While
sometimes it's on purpose. Yeah. Sometimes it's sporadic.
Yeah. Sometimes
things happen.
My hole is so big, things just fall into it. Technically, that's sex.
Yes. I mean, I've been to gay bars in Los Angeles where there's mirrors above the urinal. So if you're peeing, everyone can see your dick who's staying at the urinal. Everyone. Yeah. Mary, go to the Eagle. Yeah. But let me just say this. I looked up what counts public sex. What counts as public sex? Mm. I said, if you're in a stall and no one can see in there, maybe you're making out. Maybe you're doing hand jobs. Maybe you're doing
private.
Anal. That feels private to me.
Yeah.
If it's quiet and no one can see in there. Mm-hmm. But then I was reading like, well, can you be charged in this way? And then I was reading that like in the 50s, 60s, especially in like London, et cetera, cops would walk over the stalls when they heard gay guys were hooking up in bathrooms. Mm-hmm. And they would hold a mirror over the stalls to see who's in there doing what. Mm-hmm. So someone's just in there taking a shit and a cop mm-hmm. is like looking. And then get into this. Mm-hmm. The cops would whip it out and jerk off. Mm-hmm. Incognito, yeah. And then arrest you.
Yeah, yeah. Or they would make you pay a fee. Like they would dip into it. They would like the bars would have to pay them off with money and blowjobs.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
So I was just like being like, well, if people do sniffies and they do public, if you're in the middle of the street and street lights are on and people could walk by and see you having sex, that
Hollywood
is
and Highland.
That is public.
Hollywood and Highland. You know that huge intersection. Down where the four-way where everybody crosses diagonally.
Yeah.
Hollywood Boulevard.
But it's like if you're two guys and you're going from a gay bar mm-hmm. and you walk into an alley and do oral, should you be able to be charged for that? I mean,
no, charged with a good time. Charged with maybe an STD, but not by the police.
How many times in straight bars mm-hmm. might a girl go to a bathroom and a guy follows her? Mm-hmm. There's no cops arresting people for public sex at a straight bar.
No,
that's not happening.
No, and you know, in a lot of those cases, there is sexual assault happening where the guy should
that's
be arrested.
What I mean.
Yeah, I know.
If it's a blackout drunk girl and a guy fought, like
yeah, it's crazy.
I was just, maybe it's the fact that we're in an age group where like cruising in that sense isn't a vital part of sex. It's more of a choice. Like, oh, this is a kind of sex that I like mm-hmm. versus at the time 50 years ago. Cruising was the way to find sex
right.
because there was no
encoded behavior.
There was no sniffies.
Yeah. It was literally just.
Well, it was smoke signals.
Yeah.
So you would be jerking off under a bridge
yeah.
and then you would build a little.
I would waft the rancid cum scent up into the grates and then people would come down and smell it. You never know who you're going to get.
Absolutely.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I knew this guy, I think, I shouldn't say his name. I'll say his name.
Bob.
I can understand that Bob. He is so handsome. He's just one of these guys that is like.
Who would play him?
John Hamm.
Oh.
Okay, but yeah, a little bit younger. He would go out, he and his friends, who were also very handsome and gorgeous and lovely. They would go out onto Santa Monica Boulevard on the weekend nights and cruise.
So like walk around and look at people in the eyes?
And then have sex with them. Because
in the street?
Sometimes in their house, sometimes in an alley, sometimes anywhere. It was the most like, this is behavior for me, from my point of view, that only someone of this, like that beautiful. I mean, they literally walk out and the world's their oyster and they'll lock eyes with someone and go have sex.
And it's game on.
Yeah.
Whereas if I lock eyes with someone,
it's
you know what I look like? Have you seen the movie, Shutter Island? Do you remember that old bald woman that Leonardo DiCaprio sees when he first gets there? And she's like, you know, that's me.
Yeah. You know when the little boy sees the woman in the shower in The Shining?
100%.
That's me. You know, so people are not trying to have sex with me. They're trying to figure out how to lock me away into the box of their mind. Yes.
That is so funny you brought that up. I just rewatched The Shining last week on the plane. And I watched
You know Dr. Sleep too.
Of course. Mary. I've seen The Shining at least 30 times in my life. And I watched it on a plane the other day. And I still was like, this is so scary.
It's fucking terrifying. Yeah. It's terrifying.
The sound design, the acting.
Yeah. It's wild.
And then I watched, of course, I think Dr. Sleep is good enough that if you watch The Shining, you then have to watch, you watch, you know, one and two.
Yeah.
And that old woman in
in the bathtub.
We see the woman in the bathtub a lot in Dr. Sleep.
A lot.
And she's so scary.
So scary.
Smiling.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's like, oh, that, I mean, that's me. That's
I know.
Smiley McCorpse.
But you know, if you remember in The Shining, she starts out hot.
And she ends up.
So that's you for the first hour in drag. With the air is on.
She starts out hot, spends most of the time scary and ugly, and gets locked away at the end.
Oh, I love it.
But wait, so.
Oh, that's the wrong one. Damn it.
I know that works. Speaking of that, Rebecca Ferguson, who plays the main villain in the Dr. Sleep, the woman.
Oh, who plays Rose the Hat.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Gorge. So, Gorge. Is that okay to say?
Of course. And she's.
They try
stunning.
To kind of dress her down a little bit, even though she's supposed to be pretty.
Yeah.
She's not slutty.
She's not glam. No, she's not glam.
Her face and her breasts.
I'm telling you. So my friend is her agent. I know her agent at ICM. And my yoga teacher friend, his husband is her agent. I don't know why I said that, but it's name dropping, I guess. She's
Barry
in
LA.
Dune.
Yeah. The yoga teacher is her agent?
So my friend, the barista at the Starbucks that I don't go to, her yoga teacher's, she is in Dune. And you have not seen Dune, but I have seen it 9 times. And
you've gone Dune buggy.
I've goon. It's goon for me. It's goon. I goon at Dune. And by the way, the only message I've received on Grindr in the last 3 weeks was thank you for talking about gooning on the podcast.
Oh my God. Did I tell you that I went to Hot Dog Sundays to watch Mateo it's a party.
Sniffies would factor in heavily at Hot Dog Sundays.
And a guy named Michael came up to me and he had a shirt on, like a disco shirt on. And he goes, all my friends, thank you so much for talking about gooning and baiting.
Yeah. If nothing else, we've really brought awareness to the gooning and baiting community.
I gave him my number because he was like, I love to go dancing. I said, me too.
Yeah. If you're going to huff poppers until we drool, let me know.
No, he'll text me a flyer for a party that night and go, ready to goon. And I'll be like, I can't go because I have to work. But.
Gooning is pre-gaming and baiting is dancing. It's crazy. But you've
so what happened to Miss Ferguson?
So Miss Ferguson, I was watching, you know how they do those Vanity Fair, look at my career timeline things for actresses? I recently saw hers. And that Mary, she is so fierce. You have to see Dune for this woman. She fucking ate, or whatever the kids are saying. She shits.
She ought.
She ought, yeah. She is she plays a character who is a part of my dream, which is to be a man-hating psychic nun, a sorority that controls through breeding programs the fate of politics throughout centuries.
It literally sounds like you wrote that.
Yeah, I know. And they also use a voice to control people. So like, it'd be like, kill him. And then there's this, it's called the Bene Gesserit. And they use this thing called the voice. And
like the singing show?
Yes.
So that's is like it the voice?
I want them to be doing a version
like
of the
a chair
voice.
That turns around? Yeah. Or is that the X Factor?
It doesn't matter. The chair turns around, but it's called the Bene Gesserit, and then literally it'd just be the contestant trying to use the voice to make the microphone stand come up, and they can't do it, so they get stuck with a poison needle. You gotta watch Dune. I'm telling you, you'll love it.
And Rebecca, I'll watch Dune. I'll watch it for Rebecca. That fierce
so
scene
good.
In the opening of Dr. Sleep.
That's what I wanted to talk about.
Where she's by the water?
No. Where they're the kid. They're torturing the kid and sucking out his fear.
Oh, that's scary. But the opening scene with the little girl and she's by the water picking the flowers and eating them. And the little girl goes, you don't eat flowers. And she goes, oh yeah, you do. They taste the best.
And then they all come out, right?
Yeah. And they're all standing.
Yeah.
And she goes, those are my friends.
So fierce. But that, I was truly shocked. Speaking of
the child torture scene.
The extended director's cut that's in the regular version of the movie of the kid getting tortured and tortured and tortured because it's the pain that they feed on.
It's horrible. I mean, that is one of the most...
The fear and the pain.
And you know how I hate in movies, they're always scared to kill the kids? Dr. Sleep, they're Mama, not scared to they're not scared to kill and torture kids.
No child left behind alive.
And as somebody who hates kids, I watch a scene and I'm like, all night long, all night. To me, that's a story of superheroes. Yeah,
that's same with Avengers.
Same with Pennywise. I'm like, work, bitch. Yeah, fuck
that's
them kids.
Superman. Superman.
That is so good. And the part where he's dead and they're punching his body to get more
to
steam
get more
out.
Juice. Mung diving, Mama. That's the Mung. That's the Mung. She needed to. The tall guy needed to jump off at the van and then bop that last little juice in her mouth.
It's crazy. That movie was so good. And you know who else good in that movie? That little girl who plays Abra.
Is she the one who gets turned?
No, she's fierce. Snake but Andy. Fierce.
Who's Abra?
But the little girl.
Oh, the main girl. Yeah. Abra.
So good.
She's great. She's
a young actress. And I'm like, yeah. She is so good. And then there's that fucking, I mean, so much of that movie is so sickening. But in the book, they find out the child is psychic. Uh-huh. In the movie, they find out because there's that trick where the spoons are floating on the ceiling at the birthday. Uh-huh. In the book, mm-hmm. which I know people hate about what happens in a book, but the parents are having separate dreams of a baby crying. And one of them is having a dream of a baby with the word, like, I think it's like 9. Uh-huh. And the other baby is having a shirt with that says 11. Uh-huh. And the dream, in the dream, the baby predicts 9/11.
I was just going dream, to joke.
No. The baby predicts 9/11 in the book. And
is this before 2001?
Rose the Hat and all those people are in New York, parked on a cliff, watching 9/11, like, gooning.
You are
I'm dead serious. The baby predicts 9/11.
And they're at ground zero with their dicks out?
And they're there like Dolores Claiborne with the reflector boxes, like living.
That's 2 planes, not 3, Dolores. That is insane.
I know.
That is crazy.
Well,
is that Stephen King?
Yeah.
He wrote that?
What works really good in Dr. Sleep, though, is the killing the kid is so violent that it makes you really hope that they all go down.
Yes.
Because it makes them evil. Because at first
you're like,
they get to live forever. Be beautiful.
Yeah.
Thick name.
That's amazing.
But now, if they came to you and you had magic powers mm-hmm. and they said, we're either going to get you together or we're going to make you one of us.
Well, see, if it all depends. Any of those other creeps, get the fuck out of here. Miss Ferguson, with that broad expressive register of emotionality.
She'll convince me. She could have me kill my whole family.
Yeah. She'd be like, not only are you going to kill your whole family, but you're going to do it in this dressed as Little Bo Peep. And you're going to go buy the costume yourself because I didn't have enough time to pick it up at the costumer.
We'll get this in the book too. Miss Ferguson mm-hmm. and the Snake but Andy.
Les out. Gooned and
they
scissored.
Les.
Do they scissor at ground zero?
No, this is at ground zero.
That would be a bridge too far.
Yeah, that's in the, you know, first draft. Like, so Stephen, we're going to have you remove the gratuitous lesbian scene.
That they really do that? They're
out.
That's good. That's good.
But, you know, it's like that whole book's about, like, drugs, and they're all sort of like...
because he's an alcoholic, right?
They're all sort of like sex and pleasure. And
that's right.
Yeah, he's a hard crocker. Also, what about the beginning when he wakes up next to that dead woman and leaves the baby there?
Oh, okay. Well, you know what, though?
It was gaggy.
That's kind of a serve.
It was kind of gaggy.
Honestly, she work.
Honestly, work.
I recently came across a clip of like a disaster movie. The first few, like the setup involved saving a child from this apocalyptic scenario. I was like, Mama, what? A baby? When the apocalypse, that's, you throw it and then you keep stepping. A
girl,
baby who cries?
Hello.
What are you going to do?
Well, spoiler alert, don't watch The Quiet Place 2.
Oh, yeah.
The lengths they go to keep this piece of shit alive, Mama. I had to eat that baby first Mama. Day.
Yeah,
first
yeah.
Thing.
That succulent, tender morsel.
That veal? This boy locked in a safe, splitting the oxygen tank between him and the newborn. That's Mary, I would have said goodnight.
That's white people stuff. That's precious white people. That's the thing in the like in those movies where something's going to happen to kill the entire population, but the person's like, but my child will
die.
My
dog.
Yeah, it's like, Mama, everybody's child's going to die. Ain't nothing special about yours. Like, it's so funny.
That's like in I know people at home will get this. In season 5 of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, mm-hmm. they're like, well, the only way to save the world is to kill your sister, Dawn.
Yeah.
And Buffy's like, no. And they're like, but if you don't kill her, we all die, including her. And she's like, so what?
Well,
And what?
It's Christmas.
Do something.
Please don't.
Do something.
Oh, it's the premiere day. Oh, by the way, it's the well, by the time this comes out, it might be over, but it's the premiere day of Queen of the Universe.
Oh my God. Now, I hate this. Speaking of singing shows, I know there's, I don't like them, never watched them. Never seen one episode of American Idol or The Voice or any of those shows. However, I shall be tuning into this one because I want to see you on that judging panel.
It's worth it just to see the drag.
I hope that every time someone gets on there and delivers an incredible, like pitch perfect, gorgeous aria, you're like, why do your knuckles not match your neck?
When I tell you, obviously they trimmed down the judges' comments. Yes. I watched the first two episodes. Mm-hmm. Every performance, I was like, oh my God, that was amazing. First thing, why doesn't your arms match your chest?
Yeah. Body makeup.
It's just as easy as continuing the makeup down the face to the chest. Mm-hmm. But like, if women on TV do it, why aren't you doing it? A man in a singing competition.
Especially. Well, now, and you're looking at me because I am ground. I am patient
zero. Well, we've established that you're not doing that. And you're not going to start now. But these women are having their television debuts.
Yeah.
And they're fabulous singers.
Yeah.
You got to watch. I will say this. One of my friends, Jujubee, is on it.
Uh-huh.
And you should watch. You should watch.
I'm going to watch. When does it premiere?
Because it was
Friday.
Judging your friends is also difficult. Judging your friends
That's
is difficult.
Right. I don't think, though. I do it all the time.
I
would kill. I'd pay
it was
to be able to judge you on Drag Race.
I think I take judging pretty well because when people say stuff,
you would identify it and agree with it or just dismiss it and not be take it personally. There's nothing.
I've never been told anything on Drag Race that I didn't agree with.
Or that, did it hurt your feelings?
Well.
What?
Michelle was explaining to me what it's like, because she said, they all say they want help from judges.
Nobody wants the truth.
Though they say they want the truth. They want to be told how that, but then when you tell them, they get mad and sad.
Yeah.
But then she said, when it goes on TV and they watch it, they DM her and say, you were right.
Of course. Yeah. Or you were right about one thing. I am coming to kill you.
I'm coming to kill you, bitch.
Yeah.
It's worth watching for the Leona Lewis and the Vanessa Williams and Michelle of it all, the drag. And they were in as big wigs as I was every day.
Yeah.
These women are in drag.
Yeah, they looked. You sent me an unauthorized photo a few times, and you looked great, and so did Miss Vanessa Williams.
I'm obsessed with Vanessa Williams.
Yeah, she sounds like a hoot.
She's so beautiful. I don't want to tell her age. You can Google it if you want. But you're like,
she's in her late 80s.
I've been alive this long.
Yeah.
And you look.
Mama, World War II didn't touch that skin.
Gold skin.
Yeah.
Blonde hair, green eyes, perfect teeth.
Hmm. Green eyes. Perfect.
She's got green eyes. And I'll say this. I don't want to tell business. She borrowed a lot of jewelry for Queen of the Universe.
So she's poor too. Relatable.
You know, Michelle has like the costume drag jewelry on.
Yeah.
And stuff.
So Rue has the Santi Ali buttons glued to her ears. Yeah.
I'm wearing whatever Monopoly piece I've stapled to my ear that day. I look.
Yeah. Is she like borrowed David Yurman and Harry Winston?
Vanessa's literally like, well, these earrings are 50. These are 50 and the bracelet's 100. Like,
you thought dollars.
And I'm like.
Thousand.
I just never in person had seen jewelry that nice. I'm like,
I've never.
But I guess I'm so stupid and poverty. Like, I don't even know what diamonds look like in that way. Because I'm looking at a drag bracelet and a diamond bracelet. I'm like,
are the diamonds all still there? Like, that's when it's.
Oh, mine's missing stones left and right. But hers, when the light hits it, I'm like, oh, diamonds do shine differently.
Yeah, they do.
And I'd never really been around diamonds to notice that.
Well, you know, it's the shine that comes from all the children who die from mining them in Africa. That's that really gives them that luster.
Yes. It's the shiny.
Yes.
I'm at the Overlook Hotel on Sniffies, baiting.
Oh my God.
At the Overlook Hotel.
You were sniffing after Jack Torrance or whatever his name. He's lumbering after Danny with the axe and you're sniffing after him with your dong out.
Did you cry watching Dr. Sleep?
I probably.
The scene where he's at the bar talking to the ghost of his dad.
Oh, I actually almost just started to cry right now.
Where he's talking to the ghost of his dad is trying to get him to drink again.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure if anything.
But you love to cry.
I was just talking about this with Eden. And she doesn't. Big, juicy. You know it's getting juicy.
Those are your heavy naturals.
Yes, they are. Last night I saw Diana, Spencer, the movie Spencer, that Diana mess. And good opportunity to cry, especially even if it's maudlin or cliche, it'll get the things going and I try to resist it. But if it's a sincere, like beautiful moment of art, I will let it go. And so the eyes well up and you can feel them filling up like cartoon fish tanks. And then big, huge, big juicy droplets like stream down. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it.
Do you look at yourself in the mirror while you cry?
Not usually at the movie theater.
So you like the
I'm not at home thinking about things in the mirror and trying to make myself cry.
Okay, so that's what I was
picturing. That sounds like an insane person.
That sounds like Hollywood actors.
Oh, I could never do that. I've tried to. I could never do that, to cry on cue. Are you kidding me? No. But any, like a Toyota commercial will make me well up. And but if it's a real—
We come to this place for magic.
Yeah, we come to this place to laugh, to cry, to care, because we need that. That indescribable feeling when the lights begin to dim and we go somewhere we've never been. Somehow reborn together. Our heroes.
Is she in a suicide cult? We're talking about Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, she escapes a suicide cult in a raincoat to go to an empty theater to wax poetic about a particular chain of time. Somehow heartbreak feels good in a place like this. That is literally how everybody
would— Neon Sniffies. Yeah.
Neon Sniffies under a bridge.
Smells good in a place like this. Neon Sniffies under a bridge. We come to this place for magic. Yeah. And I'm just down there gooning under the crunch. Yeah.
To goon, to bait.
If you go to the crunch to look for someone to hook up with, I'm not even the steam room. I'm on the tech deck machine just jerking off on my phone. And I'm like, hello? Hello?
No, you're sitting on the fresh pile of towels that everybody has to take to the—
Well, this is what it is on the Sniffies.
So what does it look like? I've never been on that.
It looks like Google Maps.
Okay.
But let's say, you know, on Google Maps, let's say you look for restaurants and then little bubbles pop up in there. But those bubbles are not spoons and forks with menus. Those bubbles are genitals, ages, what they're into, what they like.
Is it an icon that becomes, that links to a picture, or is it little like a teeny?
You click the icon and then their whole profile pops up and it has whatever their picture is. Usually it's genitals on this one. Genitals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it has their age, their height, their weight, and it'll have like, I really like cruising, kissing, and freeballing.
Sure.
It'll say like what they're looking for.
Okay.
And then it also says if they want you to come to them or if you their takeout.
I'm in G2 of the second floor of the Target parking lot.
Right. But it's probably all the same people from Grindr who now do Sniffies. Mm. So if you've been blocked or you were ugly on Grindr, you put your big back cock out there. And then when someone says, what's up?
You say,
it's that moment in a
big
movie.
Mistake. Huge.
Where someone's been fired and they walk in and their former employees in the CEO chair and they go, well, well, well. Oh my God.
You guys take commission, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Big mistake.
Huge. And then you're showing just how huge the mistake was.
And you jerk off your Red Bull can dick into your own mouth. You know what I like to say when someone walks in? Because I leave the front door open and they walk in and they had blocked me on Grindr and I go, hello, Mr. Anderson.
Actually, I have hired Ayanna Van Zant to sit down at the table and be like, does he look like someone you might want to have sex with? Well, let me tell you, you'll never do
that. You'll never do that. Yeah. I mean, you know what else I was thinking about when I was reading up about California public sex law? Because I was like, does chemical sex in a car count as public?
If you're in public, it sure does.
Does if it had tinted windows?
I mean, I think if you're on the ground, so if you're doing something like if you're in a parking lot that is private, it's all about private ownership, right?
Right.
So if it's a privately owned place that comes under law, you know, the laws of.
What if you're parallel parked on Melrose?
If you're parked on Melrose?
Parallel parked on Melrose.
Parallel parked on Melrose.
That's public because people are walking by.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Having sex in your your own driveway. In your car.
In your convertible, your cabriolet on Sunday with the children.
That's what I mean. I just think it'd be hard to nail down. Like, and let's be honest, I think most of these laws are about arresting men having sex with men.
I think they're not
busting straight people having sex and ticketing them. That is not happening.
I think they're just about, it's just about being able to control and police anybody, any undesirable. And you know what I mean? Like, and also it's really just a way for the powers to be to criminalize sex and desire and control people that way so that the priest can still fuck kids in private.
And exactly.
Hello.
Because I also don't think it would be as much about actually ticketing as much as humiliation.
Humiliation, shame.
Shame.
Shame. It's a shame-based thing.
Trauma.
Think about the courtroom. How dare, you know what I mean? Like the ire.
Printing their name in the paper. Sex like, this person. Paper. But that makes me think of like, Paul Rubens.
I'm
cited for jerking off in an adult movie
and
theater.
And the fact that the first thing that comes to mind with him is that, and not the fact that iconic Pee Wee Herman or in Buffy or like an
he's
incredible
like
actor.
Emmys and
yeah,
stuff, yeah.
None of that. I think jerking off in a theater. That's how.
In an adult theater.
In an adult, not
a jerk off
not at
room.
A Sing 2 at the Grove. You know what I mean? Like,
that's me. Yeah. That's me, honey. I'm Gooning watching Dune. You're watching Dune jerking off in the back row.
Yes, I am.
Have you ever done anything in a movie theater?
I've done a lot of nothing sexual.
Drugs in a movie theater?
No, actually.
What do you mean you've done a lot? You were going to say I've done a lot.
Eating, sitting, yeah, drinking.
You're like, I like to get really crazy and watch movies.
I'll bake a lasagna. No, I love to just sit still and watch the movie.
I know someone who, this isn't me and this isn't any, but I know someone who was into public stuff and my friend went out with someone who's into public stuff and was like, oh, let's go on a date at the movie theater. And my friend was like, okay, sure, whatever. They go to the movie theater. The guy is in the movie theater. It's not very full of people. The guy stands up, pulls down his pants to the ankles, and sits down bare-assed in the movie theater with his dick, cock, and shaft out.
No little towelette on the seat?
No. This is a human movie theater, like the Grove or some shit.
This is AMC, where I come for magic.
Where you come for magic? Now, this is what I would consider like... You're doing, I don't know if you need to be cited, but you're doing too much.
Oh, this is.
You should go to jail,
this is
but you're doing
breach
too much.
Of this. This is a serious breach of the social contract.
Social contract.
Yeah.
People are here to watch Sing 2.
I come from magic. This is where I got to laugh, to cry, and to care, because I need that. All of us. And I'm not going to be reborn together with a naked man standing up jerking off.
Well, what if she meant Magic Johnson?
Well, then she's got a good point. If I'm at my sixth screening of Dune at AMC, and someone stands up during the Gom Jabbar scene, I'm going to say, sit down and put that dick away, or I'm going to break it off because, you know, I'm going to intervene.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to call the police.
That's the part I think is wrong.
No, you don't call the police.
Well, I mean, this is more of an America thing, but why do we hate nudity? Why do we hate sex?
Because of them pilgrims. Because of the church and the pilgrims.
It's fucking
It's the church.
Bogus.
It's just the church. It's all the
if
church.
I was walking down the street and I saw people having sex in a car, I would be like,
work.
Honestly, work.
Yeah, exactly.
And they don't keep walking.
Yeah. It's none of my business.
It's none of my business. It's not even that interesting.
No, and it's never that sexy.
Two people having sex doesn't
average
look sexy.
Average people doing regular sex is like.
Bucktooth Mildred and skinheaded Fred.
Bring a book. Yeah, it's like, ow, ooh, whoops, oh, okay, done. Yeah. It's like, yeah. But I think it's because of the church and it's because of, it's white people and it's religion.
I don't like that.
I hate it too. It's the fact that nipples, again, you know, people talk about this all the time.
We've talked about it multiple times.
But you can bread slice a bitch's head.
On Netflix.
But you cannot show her nipple.
That is fucking crazy.
It's insane. And the nipple actually is the only thing that got that breadhead slice bitch to be a teenager. The milk.
Not to mention, we all know what a naked nipple or naked dick or whatever looks like.
Yeah.
This isn't new information. It's right up there with bleeping the F word.
And it's not well.
When you bleep the F word, I don't go, what did they say?
Right.
I missed the word.
But also, but that's a little bit different because it's like an insult, a profanity, a hurtful, you know, a slur, something that's negative. A nipple is neutral. A nipple is
but not. Profanity is also cultural.
Yes.
So it's like.
But a nipple is not cultural. A nipple is a nipple. A species, you know what I mean? Like. We've all decided that the N-word is unforgivable. Yes.
Right.
Good. No more. But like the taboo nature of the body, it needs to go.
Get out of here.
Because it also, all it does is just, it prevents people from accessing care when they've actually been hurt. Like, you
or
know,
it makes
assaulted,
them feel
whatever.
Bad. It makes them feel like, is my body the only one that's this way?
Or I can't talk to somebody about this thing that happened to me because I can't say penis or I can't
Giny.
Say. Yeah, that I have to use baby names to refer to
my when pee-pee, my giant.
Somebody touched my pee-pee and I'm 23 years old. You know what I mean? Think about
Show
it.
Show me on the doll where he touched you. The doll doesn't have a dick.
The doll doesn't have a scrotum with three balls. Do you not have an extra one? I've just been too embarrassed to talk about it. Yeah.
It's really bogus.
It's fucking crazy. And I know a lot of it's from being Catholic. Because it's just Irish Catholic is a culture
of not
talking.
They're the kid fuckers.
But that's my point, though. That it enables and encourages that kind of behavior.
Ever since I watched that documentary on Netflix about Baltimore, the archbishops in Baltimore,
oh my God.
Where people get found out for kid fucking, mm-hmm. and then they get transferred to their church
yeah.
over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
No one goes to jail. No one gets in trouble. No. They get transferred to other churches.
Have you seen Spotlight, the one that talked about Boston?
No.
It's the same thing. It was this huge, and I was there in Boston when it, I think it was 2000, 2001. The whole thing broke, and it was like.
But you weren't hot.
I joke about this, and it's not a joke. I would have been the one kid who would have been okay to fuck, because I would have wanted it, but they were so ugly. It was just never factored.
They would have never wanted you.
No. I always had that old look.
Old soul.
No, old hole.
Like an old baby doll. Like an ancient baby doll. Like a Victorian baby doll. You looked like a Dusty, Victorian baby doll until like 18.
I was always tea-stained.
Tea-stained, crumbling, flaking face.
Half of my jaw was chipped off. And I only spoke in like...
Yes, and you had to pull a string on the back.
Ain't nobody like, fucking that doll.
Yeah.
But I swear to God, like, those motherfuckers... Those motherfuckers, those
people
motherfuckers.
Think drag queens are the sex.
They
demons.
Think that we are the ones that are gonna. That we are the harbingers of complete moral decay. I was like, Mama, you don't you haven't been smelling that shit in your mouth.
You think it's us?
Yeah, no, we're too busy and booked to be fucking kids.
Also, those people are always so obsessed with us. I don't even think about those people.
No,
I don't even think about those people. No. I think more about Dr. Sleep than those people.
I think about Rebecca Ferguson and what that bitch can do with her face.
You think about Dune.
I love it.
This is your new old guard. We're just going to watch it over and over again and pretend it's new. Remember old guard that you watched like a series and
watched
like one movie?
Three times in a row because I refused to believe that there was not a
second installment.
Yeah. And I did the same with Dune. So people assume, oh, you've seen it 9 times. You probably read the book. Oh, no, I'm not touching those books. And I'm not
There's
learning
a book
anything.
Of Dune?
It's a whole series. It's based on, and the original Dune, it was made into a movie by David Lynch in 1984. It was a huge flop, huge, famous flop. I haven't even watched that. I'm all about this one. Denis Villeneuve and his Dune, right up my ass.
Good for you. You know what? It's important to identify things that make you happy in this life. It's so short.
I'm so happy to latch onto a piece of the cultural zeitgeist and make it my personality for a good 3 to 6 months.
That's exactly what happens to you. Same with food. You're like, I'm looking to watch one movie and eat one meal for days.
I got one food item, preferably snacks, a movie, and I got a new bed frame.
Oh, I saw.
It's over.
I didn't see.
It's over.
It's over?
It's ogre.
Oh, you love it? How has the bed frame changed your bed experience?
It's way higher. I think
it's a high bed. I love high beds.
I've never had a bed frame. That's not true.
You've always done
That's not true.
Mattress on the floor.
I've done mattress on the floor like I've been 26 or 22 for the past 4 or 5 years, even though I have, plenty of money. I got this bed frame and I feel like Cinda fucking Rella.
Work.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Well, I know why, because beds are supposed to have frames. So that's why. I don't know why I like it, because everyone should like it.
But you know what, though? I realized—
You were bed frame insecure.
I was bed frame insecure, but I was also a monster under the bed, very secure.
T.
Because, Mama, ain't no claws going to grab these ankles when it's flush to the ground.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
But also, in my case, I really have to face facts that if anybody's grabbing ankles under the bed, I'm doing the grabbing.
It's you, and you're probably grabbing your own ankles while you get fucked by a cock. Oh, fuck my cock. He came over and he put
Victorian
out.
Ghost cock. Oh, what?
I'm thinking of you as a chipped up Victorian doll baby getting fucked.
With a teeny little needle. A little hard
porcelain chipped wiener. Well.
Hey, listen.
At the time this podcast is on, Katya and I have dates announced all over the United States. They may or may not be sold out again. Last time, not a joke.
No, yeah, yeah.
96% of the tour sold out in one day last time.
If you want to go, get them up, snatch up them tickets. And listen, don't worry about the VIP. Just get any seat. It's going to be a wonderful show for all in the room.
We had a whole meeting today about making sure that people in the very back row can still have really good view of everything.
No one will be vision insecure in these venues.
Except for the blind.
That's not vision insecurity. That's just blindness.
T.
Yeah. So be sure to check out Queens of the Universe.
Queens of the Universe.
Yeah.
The winner gets $250,000.
Oh. Okay.
And by the way, you got to think about this. The winner gets $250,000.
What does Drag Race get?
$250,000. They get $100,000.
Oh.
Think about this. There's also, they get American dollars. There's also an exchange rate.
You're kidding.
If you live in Brazil or one of these countries, the exchange rate works in your favor.
Oh my God, you could be getting $50 million if you're like from, you know,
that's
Paraguay,
what I'm saying.
Whatever, yeah.
So if you win and you're from a country where I don't know, I don't really understand how money works in that way, but I know that it can be even more money.
Yeah. So all you footless drag queens in Romania, get the start practicing your scales and get a get on Queens of the Universe.
There's queens from China, India, Australia, America, Holland, like everywhere.
Holland.
Everywhere. These bitches are fucking fierce too.
Are they, is any dogs, any, is it, a, are they really, any beautiful, like any stunning beauties?
They're kind of all beautiful. There's a couple where the makeup artistry is just, oh, to die, their faces to die.
That's so, so
and
crazy.
The voices are all great. They're all good. It's
do they
amazing.
Have to do their own makeup?
Yeah. Spoiler alert, it ends up coming down to, a lot of the time, they all can sing and they all can do makeup, whatever. It comes down to song choice.
Oh, wow.
Does that fit your voice or not? And like, if everyone else picked a song that shows their whole fantasy and you picked a song that shows this much, it's like,
and you just did the chicken dance.
Yeah. Or you picked something that doesn't particularly flatter your shape that day. It's like, we have to judge everything.
God.
So it's crazy. It's hard to win. Drag queens are hard to beat in a competition because drag queens are extremely resourceful.
Yeah. They can take a burlap sack and make the happy birthday sound. They can make it tears in your eyes. Yeah.
So watch Queen of the Universe.
And also watch Dune.
Watch Dune.
Yeah.
Premiering tonight. On VH1.
On
Paramount
on
Plus.
Logo.
Okay, bye.
Bye.